Tonight, 51 finalists will compete for a spot on the 2012 St. Louis Rams cheerleading squad. The girls will be judged through an extensive process that includes an on-stage question and answer, a swimsuit competition, and a final dance routine. As the girls are arriving and settling in, they'll make their way to their first stop, hair and makeup. Here with Sydney, and this is her first year trying out. Sydney, what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm getting my hair done. Hopefully, she's gonna tease it, so it's really big.
And how do you feel about going in tonight?
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I've been practicing a lot, so ready to get it over with.
Well, you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Jen, what do you want your hair to look like when it's all done?
Really big and curly with tons of volume, so it'll really show up on stage.
And what are you most nervous for tonight?
Oh, the swimsuit portion. I'm most out of my element with that, so I just hope to walk in the heels and walk well and not trip.
The first step is to get to know a little more about each girl as she answers an onstage question. Let's listen in on what they have to say.
Now for the moment that you've all been waiting for. So, ladies, come on out.
I am very nervous. I know they saw me at prelims, but it's a whole different ballgame now.
I'm a little bit on edge, but I'm really excited to get the show started, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
When I think of the St. Louis Rams cheerleaders, I think of a wonderful group of women who wear so many hats. I've been a dancer all my life, and this is just kind of the next continuation after that.
When I was younger, I took piano lessons, violin lessons, and viola lessons.
My favorite professional athlete is Kurt Warner.
I, along with 16 other screaming girls in this world, would love to be Taylor Swift for a day.
I didn't think I had any hidden talents until this past week I started bedazzling.
If you were stranded on a desert island, what is the one thing that you have to have with you?
I would definitely have to say a boat, because I would like to get off the island and get back home.
With veteran Jen, and she just got done doing her onstage question. What did they ask you out there?
They asked me the first thing I do in the morning, and I told them that I stumble down the hallway to my espresso latte maker and caffeinate myself so I can hit the day going strong.
You glad it's over?
Yes. On to the next thing. I'm excited.
And what is the next thing?
The swimsuit portion. So this is my out of element moment, so I'm really excited to be able to walk confidently and hope they like what they see.
Now, it's on to the highly anticipated swimsuit round. Each girl picked their own swimsuit to represent themselves on stage in front of the audience and the judges. Routine. The girls were given 3 nights of rehearsals to learn a dance taught by the captain. Let's see how they did.
Turn the beat back.
We're here with John, our choreographer. And John, what are you looking for tonight?
We're not only looking for girls who know the material, or the total package, you know, who can present themselves well for the organization, who can perform in front of a large group of people like we have going on right here, which is why we love this format. And girls who just sort of have that spark, you know, just sort of that indescribable thing that you can actually see them in the uniform tomorrow in front of thousands of people.
We'll be right back.
think. How'd it go?
It went really well. It was very exciting. The crowd was very into it, so it made it really easy.
Are you glad that it's all over?
I am. I'm kind of sad, actually, because it was so much fun, and I'm really out of breath right now. But it was so much fun, so I'm kind of sad that the experience is over. But I'm excited for the results.
Morgan, you're all done with the dance portion. Tell me how it feels.
Feels really good to be finished. Now it's just the waiting portion. I think I'm more nervous for that than I was for the actual dance. So we'll see.
And how do you think it went out there?
I think it went well. It was kind of slippery out there, but I think a lot of us kind of just had to conquer that. And I think a lot of us did really well.
Ready to meet your 2012 St. Louis Rams cheerleader.
Number 227, Amy.
It was a huge relief. I was really excited, but I'm not going to lie, I was getting pretty nervous. It was down to the last few numbers, down to the wire, but I was really excited to hear my name.
Number 237, Chelsea, but we're calling it again because she is our St. Louis Rams cheerleader.
It feels so, so good. I can't even believe it. I was getting nauseous backstage waiting for my number to be called, but it's an awesome feeling, and I'm so glad with the girls that were picked, and it should be a really good year.
And number 139, Sarah W.
I am so excited right now. I was the last one that was called out, so my heart was beating out of my chest when I was standing back there, but it's such a great feeling knowing that I was called and that I get to be a member of this great team. I can't wait for football season to start.